oh my, you blink, and it's already Sunday, August the 17th. Praise the Lord. Fred, how you doing? My name is Joey Kroll, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And if you're not too familiar with the program, apparently you've been living under a rock, but that's okay. I won't hold that against you. Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today, we're going to be talking about God's guidance. He should be the GPS. He should be the compass. He should be the map in how we ought to live our lives. So today we're going to be talking about God's guidance right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. talking about God's guidance right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. And a man saw a friend of his and asked how he was doing. "Not so good," the friend replied. "I'm a little confused." "Why are you confused?" the man said. "Well, at breakfast yesterday, my horoscope told me to do something, but then at supper last night, my fortune cookie contradicted my horoscope." You know, friend, actually, I think that man's confusion began long before he got that conflicting advice. See, all too often, people look for advice and all the wrong things, and end up like that man, muddled and misguided. You know, the Bible's advice for all who need guidance is not confusing at all. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not depend on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Trust in the Lord today, friend. Trust in Him.
Take it to the Lord in prayer.
I pray that you're being blessed right here on this Sunday, of course, August the 17th, 2014. My name is Joey Kroll, and great weekend here thus far. My family and I went to the Illinois State Fair in Springfield this weekend and spent a lot of money. Yeah, even parking is expensive, $10 to $15 just to park. Reminds me of my days in Chicago. But regardless of how much money I spent, it's always good having a family time, though. Amen. Hey, today we're talking about God's guidance. You know, to get her teachers not to be afraid to ask questions in class, a teacher told them this: a person who asks a question may feel foolish for a moment, but a person who never asks a question will look foolish forever. And that is true in the spiritual life as well, friend. God told his people through the prophet Jeremiah, "Call to me, and I will answer you." Jeremiah 33:3. God is not afraid of our questions, friend. He wants us to seek him out to gain the answers and guidance that we need. So if you can't find the answer to your question in Scripture, well, just ask him directly in prayer.
The news came to Jesus. Please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha watch their brother die. They waited for Jesus. He did not come, and they wondered why. The death watch was over, buried 4 days. Somebody said, "He'll soon be here. The Lord's on his way." Martha ran to him, and then she cried, "Lord, if you had still be alive." But you're 4 days late, and all hope is gone. Lord, we don't understand why you've waited so long. But his way is God's way, not yours or mine. He's 4 days late, he's still on time. Jesus said, "Martha, show me the grave." But she said, "Lord, you don't understand. He's been there 4 days. The gravestone was rolled." Lazarus, come forth. Then somebody said, "He's alive, he's alive." You may be fighting a battle of fear. You've cried to the Lord, "I need has not appeared." Friend, don't be discouraged. Come. knows he's still the same. He'll soon be here, he'll roll back the stone.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. That's right. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. It's Joey spending some time with you. You can always drop me a line, by the way. I'd love to hear from you. Joey@greatnewsradio.org. Today we're talking about God's guidance. Now, if you and I were next door neighbors chatting in the driveway, one of us would likely mention some unexpected development in our life, perhaps maybe an extended family member diagnosed with a serious disease, maybe a child with a special need, perhaps maybe an automobile accident or an appliance gone bad or the crabgrass taking over the yard, something. You know, friend, we face problems and issues weekly, if not daily. Situations that prompt us to ask, what should I do now? You know, the Bible has an answer. Ask God for wisdom. James 1:5 says, if we lack wisdom, we should ask God for it, then believe that He will provide. So pray for wisdom today, friend, and He'll certainly give you the answer.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul, I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I God, fall on my knees and rise.
pray that you're being blessed here on this Sunday. Thanks so much for listening to Great News Radio. And thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. And if you have a song request or maybe even a prayer request, or if you just want to say, hey, I'd love to hear from you, you can email me, joey@greatnewsradio.org. Or you can drop us a line, Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, friend, coming up tomorrow morning, it's the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, though, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.